The Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, August 5th, 2025, at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 101st Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This meeting is called to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 7th, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colserole.
I'm here.
Ms. Ford.
Here.
Mr. Curry.
Here.
Mr. Kraus.
Here.
Mr. Sawyer. Mr. Sutton. Mr. Long.
Here. Please stand for a pledge allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administrative part of our meeting, approval of the July 8th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colserole.
Yes.
Ms. Ford.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Long.
Yes. Approval of July 8th, 2025 executive session meeting minutes.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colserole.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Long.
Yes. Payment of bills from July 21st, 2025 in the amount of $395,918.17.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Colserole.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Long.
Yes. So we have a consent agenda item, the resolution for the harbor rates. The public has an opportunity to comment. If anybody would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, state your name and address, and come forward. Thank you. Consent agenda, resolution 010-2025, summer 2026, and winter 2026 and 27, harbor rate resolution. Do I have a motion to approve, or does anyone have any questions or would like to discuss?
I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
I would want to do it.
Roll call.
Mr. Colserole.
Another yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Long.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, everyone. The committee reports. Finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Revenue for the month to date for 2025, we're down 4.5% compared to the prior year. This is mainly due to a tenant who's behind on the rent and the decrease in gasoline per gallon. Gallons are up, but the total revenue is down due to the cost per gallon. From a budget standpoint, costs are on pace with the budget, and we have no concerns.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully the weather continues and we get a little bit more action this weekend. We had a really nice crowd and probably the best weekend all summer, so maybe we can catch up a little bit. Leases, Mr. Kraus.
Yes, obviously we just voted on the 2026 summer rates and winter 26-27. Last month I reported that the yacht club had exercised their option to renew their lease, which expires at the end of the year, December 31 of this year. We are still trying to find a date that fits everybody's summer schedules, both on the Harbor Lease Committee and the Yacht Club Lease Committee, but we're trying to get a meeting in. And then finally, on the Shore Casino lease, I will leave that report in the very, very capable hands of Mr. McGuinn.
Okay. Thank you. And Jim, thanks for calling in today. I appreciate it. I know it wasn't easy, so thank you.
Actually, it was. It's been pretty easy.
Well, you must still be on medication. I'll assume. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer. Mr. Curry, I'm sorry.
No report this evening.
Okay, thank you. Operations, Mr. Colasurdo.
No report.
Okay, Clean Marina, Ms. Forbes.
No report tonight.
Thank you. Special events, Mr. Colasurdo.
Yes, just briefly, you've had two applications for the month of September coming up. The first application was for a Henry Hudson car wash on September 27th. That's been approved. And for September 28th, we have the pancake event put on by the Lions Club. And so we approved that as well. No other report.
Okay, great. Thank you. The administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
No report this evening.
Thank you, sir. Attorney's report, Mr. McGuinn.
Yes, I do have two updates with regard to the ongoing capital litigation, which everyone knows is ongoing. There is still a trial date set of September 22nd. Again, no update with regard to whether or not that's going to proceed. It is a first listing. However, there is a settlement conference scheduled for the 14th. We'll discuss that briefly in executive session tonight. But I think I will be at that settlement conference. Judge McCarthy, who is the presiding judge, will conduct that settlement conference. So we'll get a little bit of a better idea. One, if this is a case that potentially can be resolved, but two, how realistic the September 22nd settlement date is. Judge McCarthy has certainly the best idea of what trials are moving and you know, when or if that trial can move on the 22nd of September. Second issue is the Shore Casino issue. As was reported last time, an eviction action was filed. The trial date was August 1st. The tenant and her attorney did appear. There was a judgment of possession entered. It was a consent judgment of possession, but really that doesn't mean anything other than the tenant agreed to vacate the property by the 8th of August, which is Friday, at 11:59, so the end of the day, 11:59 p.m. Absent her, and again, whether there was a trial or not, she would have the ability to do that. She is able to, if she's able to make a payment and it's received by the commission, the amount, by that time, the amount is $127,514.85. That includes rents past due up, including March. It wouldn't include a late fee because it wouldn't be late as of the 8th. It includes some of the attorney's fees up until the top filing of the complaint, but includes all late fees for the other month. So there's an option to do that, which again the court would have provided or did provide. So if not, the tenant will vacate. If she doesn't vacate, a warrant for possession, a warrant can be, we can file an application for a warrant immediately, so that would be Monday, and that would probably be issued with 1 or 2 days. That would be a formal eviction. Obviously, we want to forego any, you know, adversarial sheriff's officer having to lock the doors or anything like that. So, in any event, we're reaching a resolution to this matter one way or another, whether it's pay, the rent being paid in full, what is owed as of August, or the tenant vacating the property.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, and that would include August rent as well. So thank you, and I appreciate, you know, the case, and when you went, you did a great job. Thank you. And I know that the owners of the Shore Casino felt as well. I mean, we worked with them as best we could. Harbor Manager's Report, Mr. Fleeger.
Yes, sir. The resolution, I've done a resolution for the sale of the two abandoned boats and the Ford dump truck that we just replaced. That'll go to council for their 18th meeting. I just want to make everybody aware of that. This resolution will allow us to put this out to to Gov Deals to get bids on those items. Mooring tackle RFPs went out on July 12th. They are due back on August 15th, just so everybody knows. The tenant brunch, I've already spoken to a place, and we're working on that to do sometime in the middle of September, just so everybody's aware. Sewer lift, the harbor sewer lift stopped working. I had Schultes come in. They got the old pump working temporarily. I've ordered a new one. As soon as that comes in, they're going to replace it and then rebuild the old pump so we have a spare.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so we don't run into problems with that. Paving. I want to pave Sissies and On the Deck. It's the worst parking lot in the harbors where a lot of issues happen with people, you know. But I've gotten three quotes. Of those three, Riley Paving is the lowest. If you don't know who Riley is, Riley's paved the borough parking lot. They've repaved my filling station for my diesel and gasoline tanks. They do nice work, but they are the low bidder.
Okay. That's good.
What day of the week are you trying to do that?
I've already talked to Sissies and On the Deck. They prefer we wait until after Labor Day. So I'm thinking second or third week in September. I still have to talk to Mr. Riley. Okay. Also, some of you may have heard of a complaint this weekend. We did not have a shuttle driver. One of our employees that drove that shuttle bus resigned. And we're in a transition phase as we're looking to get somebody to replace him. We've already worked out for the weekend, so we have a shuttle driver this weekend and going forward. But I need to replace him, so I'd be looking for somebody like that. The only other thing is the three camera quotes are in. I would like to talk to Bobby Sutton about that before I go any further with it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fleeger. Assistant Manager Report, Mr. White.
Briefly, myself and Mr. Ferragina have met with CME on several occasions regarding the mitigation grant for the bulkhead down at the harbor. Hopefully by next meeting, we will have a more solid rendition of where we want to go and submit it to FEMA for approval.
Okay, good, thank you. And now is the public portion part of our meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, state your name and address, and come forward. Okay, thank you, everyone. We do have an executive session on the agenda today. Mr. McGinn.
Executive session again to discuss the two issues that were addressed during my report, capital litigation and the Shore Casino action. Estimated time, 15 minutes, no action to be taken.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to go to come out of regular meeting and go into executive session?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
No. Okay, we will go into executive session and...
I'll move to leave executive session.
Leave executive session and return to our regular executive session. Does anybody second that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. Okay, no one's opposed. Do I have a motion to enter back into the regular meeting?
I'll make the motion.
I will second that.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Do I have a motion to approve, to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.